Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Ron, from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock, you can hear whatever you missed on the podcast, John Cobell Show on Demand. And we've got stuff coming up. We've got more story about secretive non-disclosure agreements as they try to continue to cover up Gavin Newsom taking $164,000 from a Panera Bread executive to get Panera Bread protection against minimum wage requirements. There's even more to the story. There's a scandal here if they dig deep enough. We're also going to tell you more about the Boeing 737 MAX, the one that blew off the door plug. Well, the FAA, right after that happened, sent in dozens of auditors. They did 89 audits, and Boeing failed 33 of them. So the whole factory is a mess. We'll talk about that as well. But on to the Scott Peterson case. If you weren't around, what, 22 years ago now? Scott Peterson was the guy who was convicted of killing his wife, Lacey, and their unborn child. He's been in prison ever since. He's on death row for quite a while before that part of the case was overturned. Now he's back in court to get a hearing. The L.A. Innocence Project is claiming that there's new evidence. DNA testing needs to be done. And we have Laura Ingle here, who covered the original case on KFI all those years ago. And now she's with News Nation, the new cable television news channel. Laura, how are you?
Hi. Well, I can't believe it. I'm sitting outside of the Hall of Justice and Records where I did, I don't know, hundreds of live shots with you.
Yes.
during the trial of Scott Peterson, the double murder trial in 2004. And then we were back here again in 2005 for the sentencing hearing. And today there was a status conference, and a lot of people go, what? Status conference after 20 years? He's in prison, right? But we've been reporting and talking about the LA Innocence Project's filing for this massive filing that was done in January, looking for a request to retest evidence in this case. Specifically, there's a long list, but the highlight is that burned out orange van that was found 1 mile away from Scott and Lacey Peterson's home the morning after Lacey Peterson disappeared on Christmas Day, 2002. It was torched. It had a rag hanging out of the fuel tank. There was a mattress in the back that had what looked like blood stains, gas cans, and it was a mile away from the house. But what's really interesting, John, is that the more we talk to people, because at first when this came out, all of us who reported on this case for so long have been calling each other going, do you remember the orange van? Do you remember it? Because I remember reports of a white van, a tan van, a brown van, but we never really talked about an orange van. And that's the heart of the issue of the LA Innocence Project, that there was this van that was found with what looked like blood. The fire investigator filed a report about this. He took a cutting of the mattress and said, uh-oh, this looks like blood. After he moved one of the gas cans, everything was black and charred. And then he picked up a gas can, and underneath the gas can, there were red stains. And he took a portion of that mattress and put it in a test tube with luminol. And like a pregnancy test, if it turns a color, there's a positive result. And it turned blue. And that was a presumptive test for human blood. And everybody, according to this former fire investigator, Brian Satulski, said, you know, that's when the phones were flying and people were like, oh, my gosh, there's something going on. They took that mattress and all of that evidence to the Department of Justice in Riffin, California. It was tested, but apparently it was inconclusive. But the LA Innocence Project is saying, well, wait a minute, we've got all this advancement in DNA testing and technology, new machines, new ways we do things. If there's a chance that Lacey Peterson's blood is on that mattress, if there's any significant sign of her DNA or even the DNA of her unborn child, then we've got a situation here. And that's what they're asking the judge to consider. And what was significant about today, John, is that the judge didn't walk in and say, forget it, we're not even going to listen to this. The judge set three hearings. We're going to have a hearing in April, in May, in July for a variety of these issues that they've brought up to talk about the very thing that they're asking for, to get some of this information and evidence retested, some of the witness statements from the neighborhood of people who swear up and down to this day, 20 years later, that they saw Lacey Peterson walking her dog after Scott Peterson went fishing to the Berkeley Marina. So they say that they, and a lot of these people, John, I read through hundreds of pages on my flight yesterday from JFK to San Francisco. And when you read through the amount of people who say they didn't get calls back, it's incredible. There are a lot of people who did not, they called, they said, we swear we saw this woman. Here's my phone number. Here's where I live. And they say they were never called by the Modesto Police Department.
Do you know if there's any witnesses that saw this orange van on Lacey and Scott's block? Because I remember the brown van that Garagos pushed, claiming there was a satanic cult inside. Are we talking right about the same van, or is this a different one?
No, this is a different van. In fact, Garagos and Company, as far as I understand it, they purchased one of these vans. They purchased the brown van. They had it tested up and down. They interviewed the people who lived in it. There were people that lived in the van. They found it a kind of a homeless encampment. those people were checked out. But no, this orange van, you know, what's really interesting is one of the witnesses, and you'll see him if you're into this case, if you've been following it, if you look at any of those documentaries that that focused in on some of these people who say they weren't called back. His name was Mike Chevelle. Chevetti, his name is Mike, and Mike lived in the neighborhood and used to go on jogs in the park that was near Scott and Lacey Peterson's home, and he told the police, and he said to a former ABC News producer who's been doing a lot of digging in this case, yeah, I saw a van that looked like a Caltrans van. A Caltrans van is orange. A Caltrans van typically has square headlights, mm-hmm. And he said, that van gave me the creeps. I saw it in the park. I told people about it. Nobody, you know, I was dismissed. And now we've got this witness who says there was an orange van. It was in the neighborhood Christmas Eve, right around the time Lacey went missing. And the other thing, John, that's so interesting, you know, going back 20 years and thinking about all the conversations you and I and Ken had when we were covering this case, is I'm going back over these reports, these police reports, and there is a list, pages long, of people who reported suspicious activity the night before Christmas Eve, December 23rd, about creepy people in vans, on bikes, riding around the neighborhood. They were basically casing the joint. Look, there was a network of criminals that were casing this neighborhood, looking for people who were going out of town on Christmas so they could knock over their house. And that's exactly what some burglars did with the house across the street from Scott and Lacey Peterson. So you've got this list of all these people saying this man knocked on the door. He said he ran out of gas. He was asking me for money. He gave me the creeps. I called the cops. There are reports of this. They are in the documents that are over 1,000 pages long that kind of give you a layup of what happens the next day. That there is a burglary that happens across the street from Scott and Lacey Peterson's home, that there are a couple of guys that were on bikes and they were in a brown van and they were in a tan van. And there's a lot of suspicious activity. And that's what the LA Innocence Project is basically saying is, first of all, we want to talk to these witnesses. We want to know, and actually, I couldn't believe it. My name is in the document because I interviewed last year, Homer Maldonado and his wife, Sue, who live around the corner from Scott and Lacey Peterson's home. I interviewed them last year because I was doing a 20-year look back on the case, that we wanted to go back and kind of take a look at everything that happened. It had been 20 years. And the reason that I did that documentary last year is because we've never had the answer of where it happened, when it happened, how it happened. Now, everybody thinks they know the answer, and the jurors have spoken, right? And Lacey's family, God bless them. I mean, they certainly, this has got to be so hurtful for them at this point. I can't even imagine them watching TV and watching all of this right now. We know it's difficult, but then you've got the other side of the family who have been fighting for years saying you've got the wrong guy. And now you've got this team of lawyers with the LA Innocence Project says, we think so too. And this deserves a second look. And they've got a window of time that's been given to them by the courts to get this stuff done. And today, a judge where I stand in Redwood City said, I'm going to give you the time. I'm going to put these dates on the calendar. Everybody has to get, you know, this paperwork into each other. And we're going to take a look at it. And then we're going to find out if this stuff is going to be tested. Look, if this mattress comes back with, you know, somebody else's blood, first of all, what other crime was committed?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a bloody mattress that we don't know what happened.
Yeah. It's, you know. Obviously it's not over. So we'll see what happens with the next hearing. Thank you very much, Laura. That was great.
All right. Thanks for having me. All right.
Laura Engel. And she's with News Nation. And she's covered the Lacey Peterson case all her life. And it looks like it's blown open again. All right. We got more.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after Deborah's news at 3:30, Boeing failed a government audit. No, let me correct that. They failed 33 of them. Boeing, their factory, the one that produced the plane where the door plug blew out, 33 audits were failed out of 89. And the company that provides the body of the plane for Boeing to assemble, Spirit AeroSystems, had 13 audits, failed 7. It's shocking. This expose was in the New York Times. It's really a disaster, that whole factory. And it was designed that way. We'll tell you about it coming up after 3:30. All right. This is a story bubbling in the background. Popped up a couple of times in the last 2 weeks. I think it's a big deal. And fortunately, the news media is investigating. This is Gavin Newsom taking $164,000 from a campaign donor named Greg Flynn. Greg Flynn is a company who owns a lot of franchises, fast food franchises. In fact, he owns 24 Panera Bread restaurants. And somehow, in this massive minimum wage bill that was negotiated last year, this established $20 an hour minimum wage for restaurant workers, there was, as the Associated Press describes, an oddly specific exemption. It was specifically for restaurants with on-site bakeries that sell bread. So you had to be a restaurant. You had to have a bakery, and you have to sell loaves of bread at your restaurant. Now, there's not that many because this was a fast food minimum wage bill. So you think of all the fast food franchises we have, who would fit that specific exemption, right? You have to have an on-site bakery, and you have to sell bread. Well, the only one is Panera Bread. And Greg Flynn owns 24 Panera Bread restaurants. and donated $164,000. Newsom, as he's wont to do, because he is really a dumb cluck, at first claimed, well, that's just the sausage-making process in the legislature. And then when everything started coming down on his head, he said, well, that allegation is absurd. We've analyzed the law, and Panera Bread was likely not exempt. And I like that phrasing, likely not exempt. Nobody knows who put that in the bill, even Chris Holden. Oh, my God. And he's another dumb cluck. He's a Democratic assemblyman here in Southern California. He allegedly wrote the law. He says he didn't know how it got in there. Well, then I guess he didn't write the law. And in fact, elsewhere in the story, and this is really the heart of the story, it turns out, you know who wrote the law? It was labor unions and the restaurant industry group. And everybody signed non-disclosure agreements, confidentiality contracts. So nobody who wrote the bill is allowed to talk. And the guy whose name is on the bill, Chris Holden, claims he doesn't know how it got in there. Because as it turns out, a lot of legislation are not written or read. And I'm sure Chris Holden probably didn't even read it. The legislators don't write or read these things. The unions and the trade organizations and all these lobbyist groups, they write it. They hand it to the legislator, and sometimes a cash payment is included somewhere along the way. And that's how the stuff gets voted on and passed. So Newsom was caught because he did take $164,000. This thing was negotiated under confidentiality agreements. It wasn't part of the sausage making. It's a payoff. Only Panera Bread gets this. I haven't seen a list of other restaurants, fast food ones, that bake their own bread and sell individual loaves of bread. Panera is the only one that qualifies. And Bob Hertzberg, who's that windbag, former assembly speaker, he brought us no bail, and that's worked out well. He claims, well, this is much ado about nothing. It's likely the non-disclosure agreement was just a mechanism to start discussion because you have a lot of people in the same room who hate each other and don't trust each other. So you have to build trust. And it's like, no. It's because something dirty is going on, and it's a way to cover up the dirty. Why did Greg Flynn give Newsom $164,000? Because he thought Newsom maybe was short of hair gel and needed a donation? And why did Panera is the only one to get this exemption? A bread exemption. Everybody else in the fast food industry has to make $20 an hour unless you work in the one restaurant that bakes and sells its own bread. Wow. More to come, I'm sure. And we're going to move on to the Boeing factory in Renton, Washington, which failed 33 audits by the FAA. That's coming up.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today
at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the air from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. Well, this is really stunning. It's one of the first things I saw this morning, and I just had a feeling when that door plug blew out. That was only the beginning of the story. And the New York Times got a hold of some documents, Boeing documents, involving the Federal Aviation Administration. After the door plug blew out, the FAA conducted 89 product audits. They looked at the entire production process, and Boeing failed 33 out of the 89. And then they went to Spirit AeroSystems, which makes the body of the 737 MAX. That's where the door plug issue happened. So Spirit AeroSystems makes the body, and then it's assembled at the Boeing plant in Renton, Washington. Now, at the Spirit plant, they did 13 audits, and 7 of those, they failed. So you have a total of 40 failed audits between the two companies. And here's some of the stuff they found. Do you want to talk about this on the air? Or?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Well, she's going on a trip down the road, and she's checking to see how many Boeing planes she's flying on.
A couple,
right?
Yeah.
Because, well, there's really only two major jet makers for U.S. routes,
right.
And that's Boeing and Airbus.
Yeah, I'll be doing both.
Oh,
yeah.
Well.
So it'll be nice knowing you.
Right. The audits showed, now, what you had the auditors actually witnessed mechanics at Spirit using a hotel key card to check a door seal. How's that make you feel, huh?
So high tech.
Right, you would think they would have some laser scanner to make sure there aren't any openings.
Look, I need some extra cash. I'll be an inspector for the Boeing plane.
That's right. Just bring a bank card.
Yeah. It reminds me, there was an NFL game where a referee was trying to measure a first down with the chains on the field.
Yeah.
He also used like an index card to put in between like the chain and the football to see if there was space. And it's like, what are you doing pulling out an index card? We're in 2020. Like, just use a computer system to do this.
Yeah. And here they're using it for a plane that carries 300 people. What's amazing is nobody in the process was scared with what they're doing, because we've all bought things like a coffee maker or a vacuum cleaner, right? Where you buy it on Amazon, it's sent to you, you bought the cheap one, and the thing falls apart after 2 weeks, right? And it's like, well, what did you pay for here? But they do this with planes. They do this with jets. After they use the key card to check the door seal, it was not documented. It was not written up in the production order. It was witnessed by the inspector, and then they went to the documents to see, is this a thing? Nobody would even put it in writing that they did it. In another incident, a auditor saw Spirit mechanics apply liquid Dawn soap to a door seal as a lubricant. The door seal was then cleaned with a wet cheesecloth, Once again, instructions were vague and unclear as to what they were doing, and nothing was recorded by the mechanic. So they asked a spokesperson for Spirit, Joe Buccino, is this what you're supposed to be doing? And he goes, well, we're reviewing all identified nonconformities for corrective action. Oh, I see. It's a nonconformity. They had 20 auditors at Boeing and 6 at Spirit. And they created a whole slide presentation. Now, Spirit used to be part of Boeing. It spun off back in 05. And they are in talks to have Boeing reacquire Spirit and put them under one corporate umbrella. Just the door plug alone, they found that component had 5 problems. One of those problems is Boeing failed to provide evidence of a design change that was acceptable to the FAA. Doesn't say what the design change was. So they just made a design change without the FAA approving. They found that another audit dealt with the installation of the door plug. Spirit failed that. And they found that in talking to the Spirit technicians who worked on the door plug, the company, here, follow this, failed to determine the knowledge necessary for the operation of its processes. In other words, they didn't tell these guys what to do, or the guys didn't understand what to do. This is their job, is to work on door plugs, but they don't seem to have appropriate instructions, a handbook on what it is they're doing. This is beyond crazy land.
But yet these people all have their jobs.
Yeah.
People get fired for so much less.
But they I think that they're, it's not a coincidence that all these weird things are happening, because when you have this much trouble going on for this long, eventually it hits a critical mass. And then finally, John Barnett was the guy found dead in a parking lot of a Charleston, South Carolina hotel. He'd been speaking out against Boeing since 2017. He says that Boeing removed its quality control inspectors in 2012 and told the mechanics, you're on your own. You certify your own work. And he thought that the 787 and the 737 were ticking time bombs. And, you know, the FAA he laid out the case for what the FAA has to investigate, but you can't just do the door plug and the fasteners. What about the rest of the airplane? And Barnett has been telling these stories for years. Boeing, he claims, took action against him. He filed a retaliation lawsuit that they undermined his career because of his whistleblowing. Department of Justice launched a criminal investigation into the Boeing blowout. And now John Barnett is found dead in his truck. He had given some depositions this week, and he was supposed to go back and give more.
I'd like to talk to his family members and find out how he was feeling.
Yeah.
Right before he died, to see if he was suicidal or just very depressed at what was going on.
Yeah, it's really suspicious, because he'd been fighting this fight for years, and he was getting vindicated almost every day in the headlines, and now he decided to shoot himself. More coming up. We're going to play a little clip of Todd Spitzer, an ad. He's putting up billboards in L.A. to tell criminals to stay in L.A. that in Orange County, we prosecute guys like you. That's ahead. And I think tomorrow we're going to have Todd on about it.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Until 4, Conway's coming up in minutes. He'll be here very shortly. And then after 4 o'clock, we're going to post John Cobalt on Demand, the podcast, and you could listen to what you missed. Tomorrow, we're supposed to have Todd Spitzer on, the Orange County DA. Over this issue, let's play a clip. This is Spitzer's ad about putting billboards up in L.A., that tell criminals to stay out of Orange County because we prosecute. Play this.
There is nothing more important than public safety. I'm Todd Spitzer, the District Attorney of Orange County. My job and the job of my prosecutors, investigators, and staff is to keep you and your loved ones safe. Sacramento has not made our jobs easy. When the risk is far less than the reward, it is no surprise that criminals are committing smash and grabs, residential burglaries, and simply walking out the front door of our stores with their arms full of stolen merchandise. While you're standing in line, waiting to pay for your items. I'm telling you, crime does not pay here in Orange County. Sacramento may be rolling out the red carpet for thieves, but here in Orange County, we're throwing the book at criminals who come here to steal. I have launched a multi-county advertising campaign on billboards coming in and out of Orange County, on buses in Los Angeles and Long Beach, through text messages sent on cell phones throughout Southern California, and even on bumper stickers to send a strong message to thieves. Crime doesn't pay in Orange County. If you steal, we will prosecute. It's that simple.
How much would you pay to have George Gascon adopt that philosophy? Anyway, we're going to have Todd on tomorrow to talk more about it. Conway's
here. Hey now, I've been saying for 25 years, don't let Orange County become LA County, but I think it's too late. I think the cancer is already spread.
Well, he's trying to stop it.
It's going to be very tough to do.
They get some smash and grabs down there and they prosecute.
Yeah, they do. They put them in jail.
Yeah.
For a while. All right, we have today Southwest Airlines, United Airlines said they're freezing pilot and flight attendant hiring because they can't get these planes out of Boeing. Boeing is going to miss their delivery date. Southwest is only going to get 46 of 79 expected max planes.
A good idea if Boeing misses the delivery date.
I don't know what's going on with the air, man, but there's something going on. And also in the skies, a 787 Dreamliner, remember that name, Dreamliner, dropped out of the sky on the way to New Zealand. And so we'll talk about that, but sounds like a nightmare liner.
Yeah.
Not a Dreamliner.
When you bang your head against the roof.
And then I saw a guy today at Starbucks. Look, I understand if you're, you know, 16, you just got your license, and you're a girl, and you go to Starbucks, and you have your pajamas on. I get that. But I saw a 65-year-old guy walking into Starbucks, getting his drink, and then going into his car and driving off. Come on. You can't get it up to leave the house. You leave the house in your pajamas.
Was that Chris Little?
I don't know who it was. Didn't look like Chris. But it's wild, casual everybody is.
You know
what?
People are disgusting slobs. They really are.
That's right.
I was in Arizona for the spring training games. Oh, my God. What was walking around the stadiums. Oh, God.
It's unbelievable.
People are so freaking fat, and they dress really badly.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't walk. They all wobble and waddle.
Yeah, they got an interesting gait going on there. And then Mark Thompson is coming in today as well.
He is.
Yeah, so we got everything covered from the airlines to Mark Thompson to people not dressing up anymore. And so wait, Spitzer's coming on tomorrow?
Yes.
In school, in studio or on the phone?
Probably not.
Right on.
He's busy prosecuting people.
I get it, man.
All right, Conway's all coming up. Thompson,
but don't commit crimes in Orange County. They stepped you quick.
Yeah,
I really do.
I know. That's why they're going to stick to L.A. County.
That's right.
Where everything's free.
Ding dong.
We got Crozier and news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort.
Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.